Mr. Cunningham, first of all, in your presentation, it looks like maybe kind of an action to maybe not the best case scenario, but try to prevent a worst case scenario in a way. Almost sounds like a defensive action in a sense.
Well, you know, first of all, I want to thank President Thomas and your campus for inviting me to be here today. Yes, it's very much an effort to look at alternatives that are reasonable to stabilize the situation, realizing that some adjustment to state obligations for normal costs may be necessary to facilitate the, a viable funding plan for the unfunded liabilities, which is the big issue, actually, that's out there.
It looks like some variety of employee contribution will be necessary. I mean, it looks like that's pretty much a given. But what would be a reasonable percentage? Because there are various shops, and of course, it depends on which tier that someone is enrolled in. But what are probably the ranges of an employee contribution that are reasonable?
The current contribution level, of course, is 8%. The IGPA document proposed a maximum of 3% increase, phased in 1% per year to allow people to adapt to it. And the reason for that is to, first of all, spread the cost across available fund sources. The universities are ill-prepared to pick up the normal costs themselves. It would have too large of an effect on operating budgets and tuition. So the effort is to enlist the employee contributions as well as it's proposed that way, and to link it to stabilization of the benefit, especially the cost of living benefit, where there is some precedent already to have an employee contribution sufficient to fund that component.
Now, and again, I'm not that familiar with CSRS. Do universities currently contribute on behalf of an employee, or would that be a new factor?
That would be a new factor. Going back, we think, to about 1967, the state assumed responsibility to make the employer funding requirements. In most other states, university organizations pay those normal costs themselves, and that's where there's not been a problem with payments, because it's just part of, it's built into the budget, it's part of the annual personnel expense, and it's taken into account then when new personnel are added and so forth. But in this state, that has been centrally paid by the state for decades now, almost 40 years, and so the employing organizations, their budgets aren't adapted to absorb that. They could be over a phase-in, an appropriate phase-in period, but that's not the status currently.
What is, now, in terms of the university contribution, because obviously since the state has been behind on payments to universities, they're somewhat strangled almost in terms of funding. What kind of a phase, and what would be the percentage and perhaps the phase in for university selection under the particular proposal?
Well, the IGPA also proposed a 3% level of university contributions. That also phased in 1% per year to allow the budgets to adapt to that, and leaving the state as the residual contributor, contributing 6.2%, which is the national employer contribution rate for Social Security. And, that's important because CSRS participants don't contribute to Social Security, nor does the state. And so the state has not had that obligation these decades, as most employers do have nationally.
Is that percentage based on, like, gross income, AGI? What's the percentage based on?
All of the percentages are based upon income, the base income of the participant every year.
Okay. Obviously, now your job is, and we had a question here from one of the employees, well, is this essentially a pay cut? And it looks like you're looking at, well, it may be the best deal that employees can get.
Well, you know, again, it's a total compensation. Any new employee payment obligations obviously constitute a form of pay cut. It's a compensation issue. If it is in exchange for stabilizing the pension fund, facilitating the ability of the state to implement a stable funding plan for the unfunded liabilities, which must happen, then most employees I talk to, while they disagree with it because the employees have always made their contributions, they understand that the biggest factor in their compensation package that is at risk right now is their pension plan.
And one of the figures, to make sure I got it right, was that if that particular government, the IGPA proposals, it would save the state about $265 million a year?
That was projected by the IGPA, right, which was fairly consistent with Senate Bill 512.